Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, American Carnage on the Front Lines of the Republican Civil War and the Rise of President Trump, is a work of contemporary political reporting and analysis by Tim Alberta. It examines how the modern Republican Party fractured over ideology, identity, and strategy in the years after George W. Bush left office and how those divisions created the conditions for Donald Trump's rise. Rather than treating Trump as an isolated disruptor, the book presents him as the product of a longer internal struggle within the GOP, shaped by Tea Party insurgency, cultural backlash, and weak institutional resistance. Drawing on extensive interviews and original reporting, Alberta reconstructs the conflicts between party pragmatists, movement conservatives, populists, and elected officials. The book is both a history of a party in decline and a portrait of a political system under pressure, making it useful for readers who want to understand not just Trump's ascent, but the deeper breakdown of Republican politics in the 2010s. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Republican internal conflicts set the stage for Trump. A central argument of the book is that Trump did not simply defeat the Republican establishment from outside. He arrived after years of internal conflict had already hollowed it out. Alberta traces the post-Bush period, when Republicans lacked a unifying vision, struggled to cultivate new leadership, and faced a discouraged base after electoral setbacks. This weakness mattered because it reduced the party's ability to resist an insurgent figure who could speak directly to resentment and distrust. The book treats the GOP Civil War as a structural condition, not a temporary flare-up. That framing helps explain why traditional party rules, donor networks, and conservative media failed to contain Trump once he became viable. The collapse was not only ideological but organizational, leaving the party vulnerable to a candidate who understood how to exploit fragmentation, fear, and fatigue within the ranks. Secondly, from compassionate conservatism to nativist populism. The book pays close attention to the ideological shift that carried the Republican Party from the Bush era into the Trump era. Under George W. Bush, Republicans still claimed a broad reform-minded conservatism, often summarized as compassionate conservatism. By the 2008 election, and especially the Tea Party period, the party had moved toward sharper anti-establishment anger and a more exclusionary political style. Alberta shows that immigration became a powerful symbol in this transformation, often absorbing anxieties that were really tied to economic dislocation, demographic change, and cultural insecurity. This helped nativist appeals gain traction even when they did not match the concrete interests of many voters. The book is careful to show that this shift was not accidental rhetoric. It became a durable organizing principle in Republican politics. Trump succeeded in part because he amplified and simplified these currents into a message that made sense to voters already primed for grievance and identity-based politics. Thirdly, cultural upheaval as a political accelerant. Alberta argues that the Republican Party's crisis cannot be understood only through elections and elite maneuvering. Cultural change was a major force shaping the party's anger and urgency. The book links Obama-era politics, social transformation, and the Republican base's sense of displacement into a broader story of backlash. For many conservatives, the issue was not just policy disagreement, but the feeling that their place in American life was being challenged. That emotional pressure made ideological compromise harder and rewarded politicians who spoke in sharper, more combative terms. Alberta does not portray this as a simple reaction to one presidency. Instead, he presents a longer pattern in which religious, racial, and generational anxieties became intertwined with political identity. This helps explain why debates that might seem technical from the outside, such as healthcare, immigration, or executive power, became moralized inside the party. Trump was effective because he translated diffuse unease into a forceful political style. Fourthly, a reporting-driven account of power, personalities, and private loyalty. One of the book's strengths is its reporting method. Alberta uses hundreds of interviews and access to key Republican figures to show how the party's public rhetoric differed from its private behavior. This allows the book to move beyond abstract commentary and into the practical workings of political loyalty, calculation, and fear. Elected leaders are shown grappling with the gap between their stated principles and the incentives of survival in a Trump-dominated party. Figures such as Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, Ted Cruz, and John Boehner are important not as isolated personalities, but as representatives of different responses to the same crisis. Some tried to resist, some accommodated, and others adapted quickly. The book suggests that Trump's takeover succeeded partly because many insiders valued access, influence, or short-term victories more than party repair. That tension between conviction and expediency is one of the clearest ways the book explains how institutional collapse happens inside a major political party. Lastly, why the book matters as a history of democratic strain. American Carnage is not only a book about one politician or one election. it is a study of how a major party loses coherence under the pressure of polarization. Its broader value lies in showing how democratic institutions can be weakened when internal conflict becomes more important than shared purpose. Alberta presents the Republican Party as an organization that kept winning moments of power while losing the ability to define itself. That contradiction is essential to the book's larger meaning. It explains why Trump's rise felt sudden to many observers, but inevitable in hindsight. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of how populist rhetoric, media incentives, factional warfare, and distrust of elites can interact to reshape a political movement from within. The book is especially useful for readers interested in modern American politics, party realignment, and the mechanics of political decay, because it connects elite behavior to grassroots anger without reducing either side to a single cause. In conclusion, American Carnage should be read by anyone trying to understand the Republican Party after 2008. The conditions that enabled Donald Trump, or the broader crisis of political legitimacy in the United States. It is especially valuable for readers of political history, journalism, and contemporary governance because it explains how institutional weakness, ideological drift, and cultural resentment reinforced one another over time. The book offers practical intellectual benefits. It helps readers see political change as the result of long preparation rather than sudden disruption. And it shows how party systems can unravel when leaders prioritize short-term advantage over coherence. What distinguishes it from many Trump-era books is its focus on the GOP itself. Instead of centering the daily chaos of the White House, Alberta examines the internal civil war that made Trump possible. That makes the book more structural than reactive, and more revealing about the party that embraced him than about the presidency alone. For readers who want a serious account of how American conservatism changed, this book provides one of the clearest and most grounded explanations available. If you would like to support Tim Alberta, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.